Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. Opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are. Your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right, Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing this fine Thursday morning, Big JD?
Another fine Thursday morning. Is it ever going to snow?
I think so. We live in a section of the continent where our winters start at different times every year.
Yeah, so, and I think winter this year is going to start in July.
You think it could just skip by us altogether?
I don't know if it's going to skip by us altogether. If you think about it, can everything really stay the same forever and stay at the same time? You know what I mean? Like, we don't know exactly what time is and exactly when the weeks and months and days and you know what I mean? It's got to shift at some point. And maybe that's all it is. You know what I mean? Things are just shifting.
Constantly. We just don't notice it until it gets to a certain point, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. The place we live in is in a constant state of change.
That's right. It's just like technology, you know, we've talked before about how things change and you kind of don't even realize it until later on down the road, you know, some years pass and there is no 8-track anymore. There's no cassette tape and there's no this, there's no that, you know, even CDs and now it's just files. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's like this slow progression kind of thing. It just seems like a natural thing, you know what I mean? But then finally you look back and like, wow, where did the tapes go?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I had a great idea for a new tech item.
Oh yeah?
HD black and white TV.
HD black and white TV. I love it.
Keep that under your hat. Make sure no one finds out about that because I'm patenting that idea.
Oh, do I have to edit that out? Be great for my film noir movies.
Oh, it'd be the best. And people would actually film for those sets at some point. And then they maybe even have theaters that maybe, you know, one showing a night would be a black and white showing. But it would be high def.
And hi to you.
Hi, Def.
You know what you can do, though?
Is what can I do?
You can watch anything you want in HD and just shut the color off. Woo!
Yeah, don't tell anybody about that, though.
I won't. There's another edit. That's something my dad came up with 1,000 years ago because we'd like... You know, like watching things in black, the old Three Stooges and, you know, and then they colorized the Three Stooges. And,
yes, I remember that.
You know, I was like, well, that's really stupid. I mean, I don't really like watching the Three Stooges in color, especially color that's not, you know, really real. And he goes, well, here, he just turned it off. There you go. Back in black and white.
That's awesome.
Aren't dads smart?
Dads are good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We learn a lot from them, don't we?
I think we learn more than we like to think we learn, including behavioral patterns and things that we... Things that we really don't want to actually turn into.
Yeah.
I turned into my dad.
It's another one of those things where years down the road, we look back and like, wow, I learned that from my dad. It's like the technology thing and the, what was it else we were just talking about? Seasons and temperature and everything. So, yeah, pretty wild stuff.
The way it gets handed down, yeah.
It's really deep. A little too deep for morning show talk.
It is. I have to agree with you there.
So let's move on to some real news.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
All right, here we are in the CJM 99.1 FM newsroom. What's going on in the world?
Well, in local news, we found out that there's going to be a development where the old... Windsor Arena, the barn,
right,
is right now. They're going to turn that into.
Wait, don't tell me they're going to paint it red and turn it into a restaurant. It's going to be called the Red Barn. No.
Oh, that'd be awesome. They had really good French fries at the Red Barn.
I don't really remember it, but I know I was there a lot when I was little.
You were there a lot?
When I was little, I'm sure. I mean, I really remember it well.
Your dad must have liked that place, too.
Yeah, that, Jack in the Box, and Ponderosa.
Ponderosa, that's hilarious. I totally forgot about that place. They save had it great for the steaks in there.
Yeah, save it for the nostalgic show.
No, but as far as the idea they're having for the barn, it's going to be like an open market concept. So there'll be some farmers markets there. There'll be vendors, basically, in the bottom part of it. And then a different kind of retail experience on the second level of it. So it's just the details have to get worked out. I guess the city's debating on whether they want to lease the land to these developers or actually sell it to them.
Wow.
But the investors are willing to put up $12 million of their own money mm-hmm. to get this thing off the ground. So obviously, Eddie Francis is all for it. Wants to get something happen. But what do you think about the actual location of the barn in terms of people going there to shop? Got to have ample parking for one thing.
Yeah, there really isn't ample parking there, is there? I think there is there not a little bit across the street? And I don't know what's going to happen with that or how people are going to be expected to pay for that or what. But there's not really any parking to speak of right there, is there?
Not that I know of. And I'm just thinking of how it ties into the rest of the downtown. It doesn't really tie in at all, it seems like to me.
No, it's a little too far away from downtown.
That's what I'm thinking. But they describe it as downtown.
Yeah, so, that's like one of their marketing tools, which is all just a mess.
Yeah, it wasn't really the best of places to have hockey games as far as that goes. I remember it was kind of a hassle parking and It wasn't someplace convenient, I guess, to go see a hockey game. You know, you want to park in a huge parking lot and make your way over to the arena. Sure. It was, you know, you had to end up finding a place on the street or something. It was bad news. So I'm just wondering, just based on location, and everybody knows the saying, location, location, location mm-hmm. is really what determines the success of anything, whether it's a home you buy or whether it's a business you build. Location is pretty important. So I'm just kind of curious as to the how wise it is for these developers to put that right where that's at.
Yeah, I think no matter what, that is a poor location for anything.
Yeah, I agree. What do you got for news, sir?
The wedding expo that just happened at the Chichero, and mm-hmm. there's lots more coming. It's a big season for these wedding extravaganzas and all the weddings to come this year, the summer, and those getting ready for weddings in 2013 even. And some 2014, but now we have all these wedding expos happening, and I was just at one, so that's why I bring that up. They just had.
But you were not the one at the Chicharro Club, though.
It was the Chicharro, yeah.
Oh, was it? I thought it was at the Exposition Center there.
No, what Exposition Center? WFCU? No,
the old GM building there. Oh, on the east side, on the east side of Walker there.
No, but they have this one, the Wedding Odyssey, and then there's the one I don't really know the name of it, but the one coming to the Kubota. And then they also have the wedding workshops a couple times through the year, which are at St. Clair, I guess the Center for the Arts or somewhere downtown there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's big business, man.
So you were at the one at the Chicharro this weekend, and was it well attended?
It was very well attended, yes. Every nook and cranny with brides and grooms, mostly brides.
Then, their parents.
Yeah, and parents, and then, of course, vendors. It was a great turnout. I thought it was fantastic, really.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Glad to hear that.
Yep. And then the other thing is William Daley. He resigned. Jack Lew is taking over as Obama's on his team as they gear up for a new election.
Oh, I see. This is it's part of that whole deal.
He resigned, wants to spend more time with his family, I guess, and move back to Chicago or whatever the case may be. But I wonder if mm-hmm. there's like more to it than that. You know, with an election coming, you never really know what goes on there behind the scenes, you know, in Washington. And to me, I just sometimes wonder, does Obama not want him there? Did something else go on? Does he want to bring in somebody else for some other reason and because of elections kind of thing? And what I had read was, you know, Obama telling the other guy's story. Oh, he wants to do this. He's resigned. I don't like to see him go. I tried to talk him into staying. He wants to move back to Chicago, spend more time with his family, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, it wasn't really coming from the other guy. And I didn't hear his his story or whatever, or I didn't really see anything that was written by him or see anything of him on the net, but I just can't help but think that, you know, there might be more to that story for some reason.
I think you can take that for granted that at least 50% of the stuff that we hear come out of Washington is not the truth. It's just a story that's made up to either cover up the truth or just to make people start thinking in a different way than the actual truth is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's just the way it is. You know, they can't help it.
I was just going to say, Obama saying there's no question that I'm going to deeply miss having Bill by my side in the White House. Here in Washington, I have every confidence that Jack won't miss a beat. For some reason, I get this feeling that, you know, there's some other reason behind it.
And you could be right. We'll never know.
And this week, our topic on the morning show is amenities. We're going to be talking about amenities. Something to do with men, but... To me, when I think of amenities, I think of a couple of different things. One thing I think of is I think of your local area where you live. Mm-hmm. And that brings to mind lots of other things. I mean, real estate and, you know, buying homes and what amenities around the area when you're looking for a place or, you know, that kind of thing. Schools around and laundromats and restaurants and all these different things. But then there's another thing as well. And that's like, you know, when you're traveling or you're going to some resort destination and amenities come to mind there as well, like a gym to work out and the pool and you know, the different things to do there at the resort or around the area.
Yeah, I would have to say that's a pretty good way of defining what the amenities are. There's two definitions and they're both nouns: a desirable or useful feature or facility of a building or place. Mm-hmm. And the second definition is the pleasantness of a place or a person. So a person can have an amenity as well.
And that's another thing, I guess, is it's the amenities of an actual place or of a building or of a home or whatnot. And I suppose the things that, you know, fall into that category, either two bathrooms or whatever, or what's available in a bathroom in a house. I mean, is it the stand-up shower stall? Is it the jacuzzi tubs and all these amenities, I guess?
Well, a bidet would be an amenity, wouldn't it?
Sure. let's take a look at amenities when you're traveling. What are some of the amenities that, you know, you look for when you're traveling? There's going to be obviously a difference between, you know, when you travel to, you're going to stay in a motel somewhere on your way to some particular destination or a car trip or whatnot. I mean, well, we're doing this show remotely actually today, and you happen to be in Toronto.
I am in Toronto, yep.
Did you stay anywhere in particular for amenities or things around the area, or was it just Toronto in general for, you know, things that are around that area?
Yeah, just in general, Toronto. We come to the same hotel on a pretty regular basis, but we're thinking of maybe moving on, but we don't necessarily stay at this hotel because of the amenities. And the amenities that they promised in this room, something like a microwave, is not here. Oh, so they promised them an amenity that we don't actually have. And we had a whole thing last night. We get into the room, and would you think that having lights, lamps working, would that be an amenity? Or was that would be just something you would expect as a functionality of your room?
Well, it's something you expect as a functionality of your room. But I guess when you look at it, all these things are, I mean, an iron would be an amenity, you know.
Yes. They have one of those here. And what else do they think of as an amenity is a remote control television. You actually don't have to walk up to the TV and change the channel by hand. It has a remote. That's one of their amenities. And they
list like that number, on their...
yeah, it's like number three. It's like right up there.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's sort of funny.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, some places are funny.
I guess if you... If you really look at it, your fingers are your own amenity and your toes.
Sure, if you want to get deep again.
Actually, wouldn't they be considered extremities as opposed to amenities?
Oh, that's it. The digits are the extremities.
There you go.
Then that's not very deep at all.
Oh, that sounded really digital.
Oh, yeah, a little delay there.
Yeah, something funky. But then again, as I mentioned, we're doing a little bit of a remote show here with Lippo, not in the city.
Just not in your city.
That's right. He's in a city. Have you done anything special while you're away, or just hanging out?
Yeah, just chillaxing. Went for a tour over to Kensington Market.
Okay. You did some major walking, did you say, today?
Yeah, we put a few miles on for sure. Yes, sir. It's part of the way you take in a city, right?
Would you ever consider taking a train or something to Toronto rather than driving, just for the, so that you don't have to drive, or just to do something different? Or would you always, do you like to drive?
No, I would definitely consider it. It's funny you mention that, because we gave our 17-year-old son that for his Christmas present.
You gave him a train?
Gave him a train trip to Toronto. Okay. for him and his girlfriend.
Hey, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So they were just here very recently, and that was a good foray for them, and to be traveling themselves, you know?
Yeah, on their own, for sure.
Getting lost and stuff.
Yep, and better than them taking the family car. Hey!
Positively. I worried a lot less once I knew they were, you know, I dropped them off at the train station, and once I left, I felt pretty safe until they got here. I just want to know that they made it, you know, safely to their hotel room. I guess that was about it.
Right. You happen to reside in no man's land. Not no man's land, but I mean, you live out in the county. And it's rural. And there's you know, there's not, I guess, really any amenities close by. Did it come into play for you at all? Like, you know, when you built there, was it, that just didn't really matter?
I guess the amenity of a rural location is the, you know, the fabric of the community that's there, you know, and, you know, just the quaintness of it, the fewer people that are there, you just tend to, you know what's going on in a relatively small area.
And plus, I guess, having that space and that peace and quiet, I suppose, and not having another house that's just a foot away from you. Could that be considered an amenity for a rural area?
Yeah, that's what I was just trying to point out, for sure. Since we've built there, though, they just put up a wind turbine across the street from us.
Oh, right, you mentioned that.
That kind of cuts into the peace and quiet. It can raise a little noise. It raises a few decibels of sound, that's for sure.
Now, did they have some kind of a meeting that against that at all, or?
No, there was an opportunity for both sides to tell their story, you know, the pro wind turbine people and the people who thought it was a bad thing. But the opposition was not enough to, you know, stop it or postpone it or cancel it or whatever. It went ahead because the money was there. The government was paying lots of money for people to put these wind turbines up on their land.
Hey, the government always wins.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
And no pun intended, wins.
Yeah, they always win.
Yeah.
There's a few exceptions. You know, there's Gaddafi died last year, and then the topple of the Egyptian government. But people have to get pretty pissed off before that it comes to that.
We better take a quick break, and when we come back, more fun on The Morning Show.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
The Kinks from 1972, sitting in my hotel.
If my friends could see me now, driving round just like a film star, in a chauffeur-driven jam jar, they would laugh. They would all be saying that it's not really me. They would all be asking who I'm trying to be. If my friends could see me now, looking out my hotel window, dressed in satin stride and two-tone daisy roots. If my friends could see me now, I know they would smile. Sitting in my hotel, hiding from the dramas of this great big world. Seven stories high, looking at the world.
countryside and sunny days in June. Trying to hide the gloom, sitting in my hotel room. If my friends could see me now, dressing up in my bow tie, prancing round the room like some outrageous move, they would tell me that I'm just being used. They would ask me what I'm trying to prove. They would see me in my hotel, watching late shows till the morning, writing songs for old time vaudeville.
Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, what's happening this week on Tech Talk?
Well, are you aware that CES happens every January?
Yes, I am.
And I know that you are aware of many gadgets and gizmos that sometimes come out on during CES.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems like the week before CES, there's always a pre-announcement of the products we're going to be showing at CES. You know what I mean? These companies send out.
Right.
I'm just fascinated by that. It's like a time that's right after Christmas, but yet all these companies feel they must take advantage of this week where they can actually pre-leak the stuff that they're going to be showing that's actually a beta or a prototype of a product they may sell sometime later this year or sometime next year. Mm-hmm. Just amazes me. But I think this was announced actually today, though, that Samsung is betting big on smart TVs. That's their it's like not a trademark, but it could be, I guess. But that's what they call their TVs now, is their smart TVs. So they hop on your Wi-Fi and you can, you know, go on, check your Facebook and play Angry Birds.
Right.
You know, basic stuff. And there's apps as well. So a lot of these TV manufacturers are hoping that they can release an API and developers will take advantage of it and write apps for their TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly sure how fragmented that's going to end up being, but Samsung is betting pretty big on their smart TVs. And I'm just kind of curious what you think as far as, you know, Samsung is probably the most anti-Apple company out there. They seem to have more patent disputes and lawsuits against each other than any other two companies. And right. I'm just kind of curious if this is an answer to the fact that they think that Apple is going to be coming out with their own television.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how much hope there is or going to be for Samsung. And I don't like the idea of the fact that, I mean, what's the operating system on the Samsung smart TV?
I have to think it's some version of Android. Because, you know, Samsung does have some version of Android running on all their phones.
Yeah.
Not all their phones, but a good portion of their phones. But anyway, these new smart TVs are going to feature voice and gesture-based controls, and the potential for future-proofing these television sets so that, you know, no matter what comes out, they're going to be able to play on your, you know, the television you buy today. So I could quote some of the stuff that they're saying, but it's just mostly marketing gobbledygook.
Right. What do you mean that no matter what comes out, it'll be able to be played on the TV? What does that mean?
It would be like a regular progression of a basic operating system, but on your television. So if a new set of features gets added to the operating system, these TVs are going to be able to upgrade themselves and, you know, stay current up to a certain point. I have to imagine, you know, there's going to be some point where a television manufacturer is going to say, we got to jump to the next thing, whatever that next thing is. They're betting huge on 3D this, you know, last year or two on 3D television, but I don't think it took off quite as big as they were hoping it would.
Well,
and I think a lot of that has to do with the amount of content that's out there, right?
Is 3D TV really that big of a deal? You know what I'm saying? Right, I mean, I think it's really cool to watch a movie here and there in 3D, but if I'm going to now have, you know, if more things go 3D and all movies start going 3D and TV becomes 3D, I don't know. I don't know if I would want to watch everything in 3D all the time.
No,
you wouldn't. It loses that specialness, sort of, you know, I guess. I don't know.
Unless, did color television lose its specialness after a certain period after it was introduced after black and white TVs?
Well, I don't know. I know I can't say it lost its specialness, I guess. I guess that's just the way we think ahead of time.
Right.
And I guess, you know, we'd watch 3D for a certain length of time, and then they'd have 4D, 5D, and that would be the special. 4D movies. You know what?
40 movies, that's a lot of movies.
Yeah. I think that what should happen is that why doesn't Apple make, you know, or these companies, they're not so much a computer company, I guess, really. So, I mean, but for somebody like Apple, why don't they just make their screen huge and have it a TV as well? That, I mean, could accept anything else as a TV, but you can use that as your computer as well. You'd have everything in the palm of your hand. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That would make sense to me for sure.
You know, 47-inch LCD Apple computer, TV, all in one. It's just a huge Mac.
Sure, yeah.
That would be the ideal thing is having, you know, I mean, same thing with the Windows. Just make the computer huge. You know, they're all in one now anyways. Everything goes into things. So you walk over to your big, huge screen TV now, which is actually just a television now, and you just put your disc in the side of it and play your movie even or whatever, you know what I mean?
Disc.
Well, I mean, some people is still playing DVDs and stuff, so you don't have, you know, the outboard gear of any kind. It's all like the all-in-one. Like, I'm just kind of talking like the iMac, you know what I mean? They have a slot in the side for your disc or whatever, but, or you're just streaming all your content anyway, your movies and all that stuff, and that's all the TVs are going to do anyway. They're going to add all this same functionality that you have in your computers to the television. Why
especially in terms of streaming.
Yeah, why even term it anything else, really? It's just a big computer now.
Right.
They're running these operating systems and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
I do, yeah.
Anyway, but that's a pretty neat topic, that's for sure.
These new TVs will include a built-in HD camera, dual microphones to support voice controls, motion controls, and face recognition. During a video demo, a television viewer was shown saying phrases such as "Hi TV" to activate the voice menu, and "Web browser" to perform a basic search powered by Bing.
Oh, very nice.
Your favorite search engine.
And on that note, we'll move on to quotes and quips.
And now it's time for quotes and quips.
All right, this week's quote or quip comes from Winston Churchill. He says, opening amenities are often opening inanities. So what is he saying there? Opening amenities are often opening inanities.
I don't know what an opening amenity is. What's an opening amenity?
When he goes to give a speech of some kind or bust a bottle on a ship or, you know what I mean? An opening amenity for some kind of an event.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's saying that's all just a waste of time. Let's just get down to what we got to get down to. The main show, no opening anything. Let's just get down to business.
There you go. Enough said there. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, Winston.
No one names their kid Winston anymore, do they?
Not anymore, no. I think about that sometimes with my mother's name. My mother's name's Phyllis. You don't often see, and you know, I think in my lifetime, well, and not that long ago, I met somebody younger named Phyllis, and I thought it was like, and I'm like, wow, you don't think of people naming their kids Phyllis anymore.
No. That's a name that was only around for a while.
Save it for the names show. That's the show for today. Amenities, we're out of time, and we'll see everybody next week here on Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
Thanks for listening.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.